You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I'm talking about TNA Hard to Kill pay-per-view. So if I'm talking about that, there are so many matches, even majority matches, but I saw some little matches, I saw them. Some Rhino, Jack something, PCO versus Alpha Bravo, like Prodigy and Dirty Dango. And even before the match happens, I saw that PCO versus Dirty Dango, it's a singles match. But I think that match was interfered. And after that, if I talking about that Rhino, Jack something, and came to rescue about PCO, because PCO is a dead man dangerous from my mind, because he is that age, he is so strong as man in the world, as a wrestling, and as a professional wrestling at this age. I have a salute to these people, it's PCO, but I think PCO should supposed to join WWE, because he is an old WWF star. So I think he'd believe it. And I saw some matches like GC Show defeated Alicia Edwards, Danny Luna, Jordy Thread, Tasha Steele, and Shia Brookside. It's for TNA Knockouts 1 Championship contendership. So there's some contendership. I saw that it's a very great thing. Ever. I saw those matches like TK defeated MK Ultra, and it's a tag team TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championship. So TK also has very fascinating tag team wrestlers as a diva. So this fascinating wrestlers are just very interesting. Why I'm talking about that? Because there are some legacy in TNA and Impact, you could just say. Those legacy are very, very crucial to be a part of the professional wrestling. So I believe that DK is the greatest thing ever. Nice. So the next match is the Exhibition Championship match. Chris Sabin versus Elijah the Vikingo and Kushida. There's a triple threat match. Or could just say three-way match. Why I'm talking about those three people? Because there are so many intensity and perplexity for it. And even Chris Sabin is he's safe TNA. There are some wrestlers. Originals, TNA Originals. TNA Originals just saved. Chris Sabin, Eric Young. You can just say Matt Sydal. They're Originals, TNA. So there are some wrestlers like Bully Ray also here. So the TNA Originals had played a very fantastic match. The punishment of some things. TNA launches a sacrifice pay-per-view again. It's a weekly show. TNA sacrifice. So TNA explosion. So TNA explosion is here. Weekly pay-per-view. So I would definitely say TNA Sacrifice is a monthly pay-per-view, but if I'm talking about that Impact Explosion or TNA Explosion, this was a long time is back in the Originals. Now I'm talking about that because TNA has a greatest pay-per-view ever, and even TNA has the longest rivalries. And even there are so many pay-per-views. I saw TNA. TNA matches. And there's a six-sided ring in TNA. But right now, I don't know whether TNA has a plans to bring the six-sided ring or not. Because if it's coming, then I will definitely say that the original TNA is back. And I love to see about that. Because TNA explosion, TNA six-sided rings, that would be a very greatest thing ever. I saw that Josh Alexander versus Alex Hammerstone. So, if I'm talking about that, Alex Hammerstone is the greatest wrestler ever. So, Alex Hammerstone is a WWE wrestler. It's an MLW wrestler. And he faced Josh Alexander. So, and he's a deserving wrestler ever. He's an MLW world champion and he's the greatest wrestler ever. And he faced so many matches. Alex Hammerstone. And even Josh Alexander is also a matches. And Josh Alexander is an Impact champion, TNA World Heavyweight champion. So that's the main business awaits. So this business was the very toughest business ever. So as a heavyweight basis, I believe that Alex Hammerstone should deserve to win to defeat Josh Alexander. But Josh Alexander, he has his own perplexity to win the title, to defeat it. So I believe that Alex Hammerstone was a great star. Anyway, talking about Alexander the Viking Go. This wrestler as a cruiserweight division is the greatest player ever. Because I saw so many matches in AAA Lucha Libre or Lucha Libre AAA. So there is something, a very important thing, you know. And why I'm talking about it? Because there are some cruiserweight athleticism that I really loved it. And he's so fast and he's so daring person, I never seen ever. So I really love that too. So even if I am talking about that, it would be greatest thing ever. And there are some matches like that. A four-way tag team match for the TNA World Tag Team Championship. ABC defeated the Rascals, and you could just say Chris and Young Vets, Laredo Kid and Mike Bailey. TNA World Tag Team Champions, I saw that match, but I think Ace Austin and Chris Bay, the Bullet Club members. ABC, they have a legacy. And even talking about Chris Bay, he's a stylish lad wrestler, and even he's a deserving star ever. So that Chris Bay is a star ever, if I'm talking about that. And he is a WAL, I think he's a WAL champion. And this 2019 is a next division champion, Bullet Club also here. He's still in the Bullet Club. And even Alex Bay has debut on WWE. And He has a match on 205. It's a 205 live tournaments. He lost to Ari Daivari. He came to New Japan, Ring of Honor. But I think that was the greatest thing ever. He is also Maverick Pro Wrestling without a cause. Okay, WSC, obviously. WSC champion. He's wrestling best of the world. There are so many companies. He also a future star wrestling. And a championship wrestling for Hollywood. So he has fired so many matches. The companies. That was a very impactful thing at all. So that, and he is a wrestling world champion also. So Chris Bay has the greatest thing ever. So I think WWE should consider to bring this position to Chris Bay. Bring WWE in back. And TNA Knockouts champion, singles match. Jordan Grace, Trinity, and even Trinity contract was expired in the last match. Jordan Grace has a potential to be an Impact Knockout, TNA Knockouts champion, and after that, TNA Knockouts champion was the greatest champion ever. And why now I'm talking about Jordan Grace? She has a looking body, sexy body figure, and a dangerous man, sorry, woman in this planet. As a bodybuilder with biceps and triceps, strong strength, everything. That's why I think she has a potentiality to become a TNA Knockouts champion, and she did it finally. And the last part I saw that Moose versus Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley was a deserving TNA World Heavyweight Champion, but unfortunately Moose stole his opportunity and defeated Alex Shelley. And at the last part I saw about that, Moose finally defeated, and after that, the debut of Nick Nemeth. I saw that Nick Nemeth, his name is Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth. So Nick Nemeth has, I saw Nick Nemeth has matches in NWA, in New Japan, TNA, and even I saw an Wrestling Revolver. It was an amazing thing. Suppose if you are want to work with another companies, then you can do it. But WWE is not allowing. But sometimes WWE has a partnership in TNA. That's why Jordan Grace came in TNA. It came in WWE Royal Rumble as a surprise entrance. The TNA Knockouts champion. So I believe that that was the greatest thing ever. So it was a shocking thing for me. So that's, I love it. And if I give a star ratings for TNA Heart of Glass, it was giving it 5 out of 5 stars. The greatest match ever. After TNA returns in the television, in the pay-per-view, in the competition, and the old things, era's company back, everything is back. So I think it's the greatest thing ever. So I really loved it. I don't like the Impact Wrestling. What is Impact? Impact is a part of TNA, then I think TNA is alive. People will say that TNA, and even one announcer says that TNA is dead. But okay, Scott O'Malley told about it. TNA Wrestling, we are fucking back. Yes, absolutely. That's why I really loved and need to watch this TNA Wrestling in my 20s. But 20s running is, I think it's good, eh? It's a very good thing, so. Okay, so that's the ending of the Dress Podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much.